Programme for Government pledges to explore the provision of an additional surgical hub for the North West, and to do that in a timely manner. On the 24th of February, I attended a meeting with HSE executives when, after pressing the executive, it was indicated that the Sligo was the preferred choice. And shortly after that, the minister and who visited Letterkenny, she came in listening mode. She listened to the professionals there. She met with the TDs, the Oireachtas members here in the House. She had a meeting with the consultants and representatives of the 171 GPs who favour a centre in Letterkenny, and she's meeting with again this evening. And I must thank the minister for doing that. She was in listening mode, and I have every confidence that she will take the right decision for the people of the North West. And of course, we took all of this in good faith. We had meetings with the
deputy.
I know I'm being squeezed out, but you know, this is important. You would appreciate if this was.
You have 1 minute. This is QPL, 1 minute, and your time is up. You were actually over time, so I'm giving you latitude by taking the question at all. Can you pose your question to the minister, please?
The question is, will the government confirm that a decision was taken by in a back room when with the Lowry supporters, that they took a decision it would be in Sligo at the expense of Letterkenny, and lo and behold, Minister Chambers, Harkin is here in the
Minister
House.
Minister Chambers to respond, Deputy.
This is important,
Deputy,
to Donegal.
I understand the format. It is.
I do understand it.
Well, Deputy, you're over
I do
time.
Understand it, Minister, but you weren't as severe, Concordia.
You were not as severe in others.
Deputy, I am not being severe. I'm asking you to stick to the
Can
format.
Can I ask the Minister?
Deputy, to be fair to all colleagues.
I could have placed the question.
Yes, you could, but you should have placed it in your time. Minister, could you respond, please?
No, I want to say very clearly in this House, and I'm a Donegal man, and I'm not going to accept that people from outside Donegal will take decisions for Donegal. And I want to know if this decision was taken by the government and a back
You have asked the question. Thank you, Deputy.